My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
Let's talk about the other big topic that was the buzz and will be again this week. We are getting closer to a decision on whether there's going to be a dome or not in Northeast Ohio. And it just feels like, after listening to the mayor's proposal last week, that they are headed towards a dome. And I talked to fans today about it. They're all for it. The fans that I talked to today, like, I didn't have any of that, oh, who's going to pay for it or any of that stuff. The fans that I ran into and just I was interviewing for TV, they were like, well, this is great. This is what the city needs, and we're going to have to pay for it one way or another if we want a pro football team. Well, I was actually shocked by that.
I think that once fans see what the dome looks like, if you think they're excited about the thought process now, I think that they'll just be over the moon in favor of it. Yeah, the mayor conveniently got leaked out before the big announcement tomorrow Monday in downtown Cleveland. The whole lakefront plan, vision, all that kind of stuff.
I thought it was weird that they released the letter.
I know.
To Jimmy and Dee, and it felt kind of shady that media had this letter that the city sent out that was addressed to
the Haslams.
Haslams. I thought that was weird. The other thing I thought about it, and we've talked about this, was they decided to let that go, that information, while the Browns had a guy getting life flighted to a hospital. I'm sure the city didn't try to do it on purpose.
But the timing
could not have been any worse.
Yeah, the timing of that could not have been.
And by the way, how is Deonta Foreman?
Other than he is, not injured severely, like, that's where we're at. Like, he's not practicing right now. He's not in concussion protocol.
Well, that's good.
But, he's not practicing now. So, just a scary scene there. But, yeah, I mean, the timing of it could not have been worse. So here's what I'm going to tell everyone. The dome's coming.
There you have it.
It's coming. The Browns are
That's a dome.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, I was wondering what hell you were doing. they're going to build in Brook Park. That's my take on the situation. There's no way the Browns can accept that proposal from the city of Cleveland.
There's 30-year part of it and we're going to take money for parking, but you're going to not you don't have to pay your $275,000 a year, $250,000 a year.
But no, a year, and that, but it, we'd like you to pay for the property tax and the insurance on a building you don't own.
So like, let me ask, how many other landlords do that?
Yeah, I just it was a bad proposal from the city of Cleveland. I don't know if it was intentionally bad so that the Browns would say no. It just here's this whole situation right now, Andy. Nobody wants to be the bad guy.
Right, like, exactly.
The mayor doesn't want to be the guy that loses the Browns to Brook Park. The Browns don't want to be the bad guy that, like, you know, leaves the city, but they're going to build the dome. Like, that's where this is all headed. It just it's at this point it feels inevitable. And then too, for the mayor to put a deadline and basically say, listen, we've been negotiating
by the 12th, right?
Yeah, we've been negotiating for 18 months. It's time to, you know what, or get off the pot. Tell us, are you staying? Are you going? You know, and I am interested to see how much more dialogue the Browns are willing to have with the city of Cleveland at this point. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm putting myself in the Brown shoes right now. I would have already told the city of Cleveland, we're out. I just, and again, this is my opinion, but I would have already told the city of Cleveland, peace out. Thank you for everything. The other thing that gets me, and I'm going to go into the city proposal in a second and really poke some holes in it and why it's a bad proposal. Like, the impression that I get from some of the political leadership is that the Browns are supposed to have some sort of obligation to Cleveland, and they don't. Like, they are the timeline now. Let's say for the
Let me just say this: the obligation is to kind of Northeast Ohio, right? It's not necessarily within the boundaries of the city of
Cleveland, right? Okay, first of all, the Jets and Giants, not only do they not play in the city of New York, they don't even play in the state of New York. Okay, they play in New Jersey. The San Francisco 49ers play basically an hour outside of San Francisco. You have the Miami Dolphins play closer to Fort Lauderdale than they do Miami.
You may think that the Patriots play in Boston. They play closer to Providence.
Right. Yeah. Like, they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Although I know they're New England, I get
that. You know, the Chiefs might be heading to the state of Kansas at some point here. You know, the Dallas Cowboys don't play in Dallas. They play in Arlington. So this
way farther away than downtown Cleveland or Berkeley.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the Browns are at least going to be close to a part of the core of the city, and that's the airport. And you know, if they build the dome, which again, I think they will, this is not where a situation where the Haslams are getting billions of dollars for free from the taxpayers. They are willing to invest. Think about this for a second. The Haslams, for every public dollar that gets invested, and by the way, the public dollar investments coming from taxes generated by the dome and the complex that they want to build, it's just, you know, those future taxes would be bonded to pay for the dome, you know, and get that project rolling. But like, the airport has no hotels right now. Well, the Haslams have built some hotels. You know, there's not a lot of retail over there. Well, they're going to put some retail there. Like, they would make it, you know, a new core. You're not getting 175 acres anywhere else in Cuyahoga County right now. Okay.
No, I don't know. Where would you have it?
So this notion that the Browns
two spots
owe something to the city of Cleveland, what the Browns owe to the city of Cleveland is to fulfill the terms of the lease that was signed in 1999. And come the end of the football season in 2028, I got news for you. The Browns will have fulfilled that lease, and they are free to go wherever they want in Northeast Ohio after that. They have no obligations to that stadium on the lake whatsoever after that. And I just kind of feel like, you know, because the mayor was, you know, putting that letter, oh, you know, it's the muni lot, it's this, it's that. And if you leave downtown, it's going to be such a crushing blow. First of all, it's 10 days a year, okay? Losing 10 days a year is not a crushing blow. If the Guardians or Cavs left downtown Cleveland, that's a crushing blow. Yeah. Like, let's be fair. Will there be some, you know, injury to business on football game days in down? Yes, of course. The tailgates won't be there, whatever. But so let's have some perspective on the whole. If the Browns move literally hundreds of yards outside of the city of Cleveland limits into Brook Park, which, by the way, again, for the millionth time, used to be city of Cleveland land.
Right.
Again, another bad deal that the city of Cleveland has made of amongst many. Mm-hmm. But let's get into this actual proposal and why it doesn't work. You mentioned the parking.
Yeah, I also had an epiphany while you were saying this. Go ahead.
the syntax expires in around 2034. So you're about 25 years short in syntax money. You are assuming a lot when it comes to the emissions tax. Keep in mind, the Browns are not going to be able to attract the volume of events that they could in a dome in the open air stadium. Okay. Let's keep that in mind. The other thing too, about the parking, here's why parking is so important to the Browns for two reasons. One, yes, it would be another revenue stream for them, for their football, you know, on game days. Right.
Right.
But also it would be a sweetener when attracting those big events. So not only whether it's a, you know, college football or a concert or, you know, whatever, if the Browns are, you know, running, they don't say, well, if you come to Cleveland, what if we give you 75% of the parking gate? That on top of your other, right? So that is another reason why parking is so important to the Browns in this project. And having those dollars from the Willard Garage and the Muni lot just going to cover capital
for
repairs.
For 1 day out of the year. And, or, I'm sorry, 10 days out of the year.
And oh, by the way, that $94 million projection is over a 30-year span. Keep that part in mind. And on top of that, it gets worse that you're assuming all these other – like the numbers that the city of Cleveland put out there, they don't add up. Based on the folks that I've talked to, they just they don't add up yet. So I'm curious just what dialogue is going to happen going forward, but – I am convinced as we sit here today, Andy, the Brook Park Dome is coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And the and to the Browns' credit, they really are trying to do this the right way. They're trying to do it the right way politically. They're trying to do it from a regional standpoint the right way. They're trying to do it from a business relationship standpoint amongst the business leaders in Northeast Ohio. They're trying to do it the right way there. And they're also trying to do it the right way with the city of Cleveland. They're not, you know, this isn't, you know, this isn't a situation where it's like the Browns against the city of Cleveland.
No, it's not. It
really is.
I got to tell you the one thing that made me upset because we're going to wrap up here. Somebody was on Twitter was like putting Jimmy Haslam's face next to Art Modell's. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Art packed his bags and went to Baltimore. Jimmy is
gone. Art was negotiating in bad faith in 1995. Al Lerner, the late Al Lerner, already had the deal in place for him to go to Baltimore when Art was still negotiating with the city. And then, of course, the day after that, you know, that news broke, that syntax to fix the stadium, and ultimately that's what got used to build the existing stadium. That overwhelmingly, that extension got, you know, passed. I think one thing that the county can do, because you were joking about it during one of our breaks, is I think what should get added, they should add the recreational marijuana to the syntax.
Those numbers were in the Cleveland.com today too. Yeah. Just like there's money there. I don't know.
They should.
Didn't say where the money was going to. I mean, are we? Is it for drug rehab? Is it for? Like, if the money's earmarked for that already, then...
No, but I'm saying you can add a tax to it, just like you're adding for beer alcohol and
cigarettes.
Add that
to the syntax, absolutely.
That's my point.
Yeah, yes.
Because the reality is, when you have these three buildings, they're still going to need work. And, you know,
to be honest with you, that it should be added to the syntax today, so you never know the difference.
Right.
Before Tuesday, but that's not
going to happen. That can't happen. And again, it has to be voted on. But the existing building does not have 30 years of life in it. It just doesn't. And the $1.2 billion renovation is not going to add 30 years of life to the building. It might add 15. If they're lucky, it'll add 20. But from what I've been told, that it's going to take even more work in the course of those 20 years to keep that building running and whatnot. So it feels like that the renovation, it's just can't be a star. It doesn't do what the Browns really ultimately need it to do, and also what they want to do. They're in a position right now. There's no threat of them leaving Northeast Ohio. It's about getting this done the right way. And if they don't do the dome now, let's say like they just do a temporary lipstick on a pig, patch the stadium. It doesn't cost $1.2 billion.
Right.
They spend a couple hundred million to, you know, patch what needs patch with the stadium, right? Well, let's say they kick the can 5 years down the road. Well, that dome that costs $2.4 billion to build now becomes $4 billion.
Oh, I agree.
And then you can't do it. No. Now's the time to do it as well, because the costs are just skyrocketing. And if you can kind of, you know, put that in there, and just like every other deal, it's, you know, the Browns, my understanding is the Browns would be willing to cover the overages of the project. They are kicking in $1.2 billion plus $1.4 for the development, the hotels and the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. There's the $200 million that's being spent across the street from us here in Berea. Yeah, that. So that's $2.8 billion that the Haslams are willing to commit in private development, whether it's their money or their partner's money, right? $2.8 billion in private development from the Haslams between Berea and Brook Park against $1.2 billion in public money that really isn't public money from the standpoint of the taxes are coming from the complexes that are being built. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you're still taking money from the Syntax. So, I mean, someone was trying to say that the mayor's plan has no taxes on the people. That's just not true.
Right.
If you keep the Syntax on the books, then you're taxing people.
Right.
Right? All right, we've got plenty of time to talk about this throughout the week. And so we'll be back throughout the week. We got a ton of It's Always Game Days in Cleveland in store for you as we get set for the first preseason game. And that'll be on Saturday. I can't believe it already. They'll be taking out the Green Bay Packers. So It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.